But there is a developing story in football tonight. It's a story that was well known behind the scenes that Rhys Shaw, the North Melbourne coach, had taken a period of extended leave for personal reasons and that he may not return to the job. His health has been the central concern both for his family and the club since North Melbourne's season ended, and it was given voice by the chairman of North Melbourne, Ben Buckley, who produced a statement to members this afternoon which read, "We have been acutely aware of speculation regarding our head coach, but we have not been in a position to say anything as we are respecting the wishes of Rhys and his family. Rhys has asked for some time and space away from football, and we have provided him support during this period. We thank the media for their ongoing cooperation and trust. They understand we can't make further comment at this time. In the meantime, we will forge ahead from a board perspective. Our decision-making centres around one ambition, how we can build a team and a football program that will win our fifth flag." Sam Edmund, our chief sports reporter, has been following the story for a couple of weeks now. Sam, good evening.
G'day, Jared. Hi, Kane. Gary, Hutto, good to be with you.
What are you prepared to tell us tonight, Sam?
It's been an ongoing wrestle, this very question, Jared, but the club tonight, as you just alluded to, they're choosing to put it somewhat in the public domain. Now, the club, to explain, had always planned to put a letter out to members, and they felt they had to address what had really become a massive elephant in the room. The rumours had been ridiculous and damaging and massively untrue. So the Roos felt they had to act in some way, and for their part, couldn't live with communicating to their members and most loyal of supporters and not raising it in some way. So the Kangaroos had permission, Jared, from Rhys and his family to use the exact words they did in that statement. There is an element of relief on their part, I believe, that it's out in the open somewhat now. How much we can say we're bound by, really, but it's a highly personal issue. The club has deliberately not put the detail in there, of course. They are bound by what they can say for privacy reasons. But if we keep it to football matters, Jared, what we can say is that it's almost certain that Rhys Shaw won't coach next year. This makes it incredibly tough for him to coach next year. The Roos won't have a coach, my understanding, for draft or trade period. Now, Rhys, as you say, has not, quote-unquote, clocked on for duty since the Kangaroos left the hub. In fact, he's taken all that time away from the club. The club, my understanding is, have already set the wheels in motion to find its next coach. Paul Roos, who I believe will accept the offer to join the club on a part-time basis, will now help find that next coach. He'll be on the selection panel to find North's next coach. He goes in eyes wide open too, Jared. He was aware of the situation from the start of North's approach to him. Ditto John Blakey, who has no interest in senior coaching but was fully aware of the issues that Shaw was facing. And she's very sad, really. The machine rolls on, though, and the game doesn't wait. I mean, my understanding is this is hurting them somewhat on the recruiting and trade front, given that Rhys Shaw isn't present. He might still stay on in a lesser role. That's very much a glass half full look at it at the moment. Whether that's viable or not remains to be seen. Whether he has a job somewhere in the football program, the VFL program, remains to be seen. But that's a positive outlook on it at the moment, guys.
So there's the overwhelming reaction of sympathy towards Rhys, which people have felt now for a couple of weeks and have tried to pass on as best they can. And then, Sam, as you say, there's the relentless nature of things can't stand still on a football front and for a club. So you're of the view that the wheels are in motion to find the next coach of North Melbourne.
Yeah, my understanding, Jared, is the club are putting contingency plans in place now for that very event to ensue. My belief is that he won't coach next year. This makes it virtually impossible, and it is hurting them at the moment. The ruthless nature of the game, you know, they're trying to bring players in. They've delisted 11 players. They've wiped out an entire assistant coaching panel. So they're trying to bring players in to improve their squad. It's mightily difficult when these players can't get in front of the senior coach, for far more important reasons we know, of course. But from pure football point of view, it really hurts North Melbourne. And I think they'll have a new coach next year. And that's for vastly different reasons. It's not too dissimilar to this time last year when they were so short-staffed. You know, Reece Shaw was doing everything this time last year. He was basically the list manager, the recruiter, the senior coach, the high performance man. He was everywhere, and he's had a very tough year for obvious reasons up there in the hub. And look, the less said about him, the better. What we can tell you from a football point of view is they've got a mountainous task ahead of them.
Gaz, how do you feel about it all?
Well, the first thing is that from the whole media landscape, this has been unlike anything I've known. The collegiate aspect of this, whereas, and this is not patting anyone on the back in the media world I'm talking about, this is just the facts, is that I would say most everyone's known what's going on, but out of respect. And for me, that's a good thing, because this is a health situation whereby you do need a little respect, and they do, you know, they need to do it in their time. At the same time, I'm glad that there's been a statement made, because we're privy to the day-to-day machinations of the AFL world, that we talk on air, but also via text message to the football family. And the longer this went, the more potential it had to get out of control. So the bottom line is now, and as I'm talking to someone that's had my own health issues, footy is just way, way, way down the list of priorities. And that's what we now wrap our arms around him as a footy world and say, mate, all we want is for you to get better. And this is where the harsh reality of footy becomes, where it can sound really brutal. But North Melbourne have no option other than to say, here, we are there for you every single minute of the day. Whatever support we can give you, we will. But we're going to move on. And we're about to enter the most important part of that whole year. Maybe the most important part for the next 2 or 3 years for North Melbourne right now, given the circumstances they're in, given the way they've cut, how aggressively they're cut, and to do it without someone driving it, you know, from a head senior coach point of view is so, so challenging. So I think it's... it's a huge situation for North Melbourne to contend with.
Kane, what are your overwhelming thoughts?
Well, I echo those comments from Gaz. The really challenging part is, what coach do you get? Is it a caretaker for a year? Because if it's an ambitious coach, and I've seen Michael Voss's name linked already, I want a 4-year contract to go and coach that club. But can you give a 4-year contract to a coach out of respect to Reece Shaw, who is the coach at the moment but may never coach again? So how they get someone to step up, probably in a caretaker role, I would think, because I can't imagine a young coach or an ambitious coach would want to come in on the back of 11 players delisted, Brown and Higgins going, 6 assistant coaches gone. You're starting as far back as we've ever seen a footy club start. And that's not a 2-year process as a senior coach. That is a 4, 5, 6-year process to get this club back into any sort of competitiveness. And it's not something that I would be aspiring to take over at a club like North Melbourne if I wanted a long-term coaching position.
Or is it a chance, on the other hand, and again, you've got to make the call first on race, but is it a chance to say, you're going to get time here. You're going to get all the time in the world to build this club in the manner that you want. Now, for a young, inexperienced coach, that is a huge ask. But for someone else, that opportunity... And look, financially, in that press release that we've read, you know, they make a pretty sound case for where they're at. There's an opportunity. They're going to get 2 years minimum free hit at this. And then the opportunity to say, we're going to the draft, and there's going to be some pain, but so be it. We'll do it properly. Take some pressure off you. You'll get a lot of leeway.
Probably for somebody in Michael Voss's case, it wouldn't be the worst. He wouldn't be. I agree. If you're a rookie young coach,
the
going
tenure
in,
is important, as Kano said.
Yeah, and it would have to be a multiple year tenure. I mean, you couldn't go in unless it was Paul Ruse going in there, hands on tools, and you know, another one of those handover situations. Which I'd be surprised if that was the case. I think it's more likely to be someone in a Vossy situation who's been there, been a coach before, has gone back, built his experience, and is offered a multi-year deal. And as you said, there's no expectations in those first couple of years for on-field success.
The sensitivities around it is Reece Shaw. I mean, he's still the contracted coach. So as you're alluding to, Jared, I think that decision's going to have to be made relatively soon.
Yeah, that's going to be
they select a coach. Yeah. That has to be their first port. Is Reece Shaw ever going to coach this club again, as brutal as it is, and we understand that. Or is there a role for him in some capacity when he comes back? That's what I've read today, that whenever he's ready to come back, there's a role there, probably not as a senior coach. So that's the first decision they need to make, is on his future.
I think in these contracts there's a period of 3 months sick leave that's involved, but these are not regular jobs. And I think that will probably be in the broad... There'll be a broader conversation at some point around coaching. I think that's inevitable. Now's probably not the right time for that, although that will start soon enough.
And it's been an extraordinary year, obviously, hasn't it, for someone in Reece's position to have to go through.
Yep.
Extraordinary.
I worry about North. I don't know, Gaz, whether they have... I understand that, like, that statement clearly is a self-justification statement. This is why we are viable. This is why we have long-term. I don't know whether they're a club that can spend as long down the bottom as it's going to take.
Yeah, that is real. I'm talking on the assumption that they are here and they stay. The alternative is, well, what is the alternative? And that is for another discussion. Now, I don't know, for whatever reason, well, James Brayshaw's, my friendship with James, as I lived through a lot of North Melbourne for the best part of, his tenure as the chairman, and, they were in trouble. He worked really hard with that group to eradicate the debt and got them back into a fairly viable position, opted not to go up north, agree or disagree, stayed, built, developed a really viable, formidable inner city sanctum for that footy club, and so facility-wise got himself a position, and he was pretty satisfied at the end of his handover. Now, what's gone on since then, I don't know. Financially, if I read that, it sounds like they're okay, but maybe they're trying too hard. The on-field, it's a shocking time to be doing it on-field, and all of the normal discussions will start again, and that is whether they have a place here in Melbourne. And the North Melbourne, we've got great North Melbourne listeners on this station. One in particular will draw him down here and start grabbing us in a moment. So what is the alternative? Well, if it's not survive and push on, what is the alternative? Tasmania loom.
It does. That conversation will start in a year's time, maybe sooner, in 2 years' time.
Will Tasmania want a club in that situation?
So Tasmania will be really interesting. They built their case around a 19th licence. There's no possibility of a 19th licence given what's happened in the interim. The Premier had changed his language towards getting the 18th licence, and I'm sure over time that conversation will intensify. Whether that's North or not, I don't know. But I think I just think there'll be a shorter tolerance for North Melbourne spending years and years down the bottom than there was for Carlton, for instance.
Well, and Kano, from a playing point of view, can you see any alternative? There's no quick fix, I don't think. I can't see this football club.
No, I can't. I mean, things can turn quickly, can't they? And we do get caught up in prisons of the moment. But for this example, decisions in the last 10 years where they've thought they're in a better position what they have been, and they've made their list management choices around that, has proven to be incorrect. There's been horrific mismanagement of the list. I think that is clear to say, and they thought they were so much closer than what they actually were. So their choice to stay about the middle of the road for a 10 to 12 year period is coming back to hurt them now. There's a couple of young talented players on their list, we know that, but nothing that would excite me. And the challenge to recruit players, prospective players to that club, is also going to be difficult. I mean, as a player, why would you go there now? The uncertainty around that. Jared, you're talking about the future of the club. As a young player coming through, why would you choose North Melbourne? So there's a whole host of challenges that are going to confront them, and least of which is their list build as well.
So tonight's developing story, North Melbourne senior coach Reece Shaw's taken extended leave from the coaching position for personal reasons, with no guarantee that he will return to the job. And Sam Edmund reporting that North Melbourne has set the wheels in motion to find their next senior coach, and Paul Roos will play a major role in selecting that coach.
Just wanted to echo the thoughts of Gary and Kane and you, Jared, and Sam as well, just in wishing Reece and the family all the best.